activism begins with ACT. The Russ Belville Show features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's activist agenda.
Welcome back, everybody, for the Activist Agenda. We bring you one of my favorite Alaskan activists, and it's just odd that I'm up here in Alaska and she's not, but we've got on the telephone, Charlo Green is joining us. Hello, Charlo.
Hey there. Hey, how's it going?
It's fantastic. What a beautiful place you got up here, and where are you calling us from, by the way?
I am calling you from Denver, Colorado.
Okay, because you're in Denver for what I understand is a very important event that's taking place. Tell our listeners about what you got going on.
Well, we are holding the first Cannabis Diversity Summit. It's happening this Sunday at the Native Hotel in downtown Denver, Colorado from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. We have activists and industry leaders and just really innovative entrepreneurs all flying into Denver. They're all people of color that have found a way to carve out a space in this industry. And so we're all coming together to have a summit where we can share our own experiences and the knowledge that we've gained to people that usually wouldn't be able to afford access to this type of information. So in addition to all of us just coming in and sharing what we know, we're making the event completely free so that everyone can attend that really wants the opportunities that cannabis reform presents.
Oh, that is amazing. This Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m., it's absolutely free. If you're in the Denver area, there's no reason not to come by. And, Charlo, I was looking over the guest list you had up there online, and I saw my mentor, Madeline Martinez, up on the list. Tell us some of the other names that people will be hearing from.
Well, Madeline Martinez is phenomenal. She's going to be joined by Neil Franklin, the Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, Jesse Horton, the Chairman of the Minority Cannabis Business Association. We also have people like Brandon Wyatt, who's an activist out in D.C. He works with DCMJ, the group responsible for D.C.'s decriminalization. He's coming out, in addition to other entrepreneurs like Mojiwana. That's the new text messaging emoji app that was actually created by a woman that lives out in Texas, an activist of color out that way. So she'll be joining us as well. And we have Jay Cabrera from the Legalize Ohio 2016 movement, and just a number of really, really great people. We have doctors as well, Dr. Rachel Knox, Dr. Lakeisha Jenkins, and also a youth activist from D.C. that's been working in the Capitol and around the Capitol for years now. So it's a really well-rounded group, and we're planning on, instead of it being like every other summit or panel, instead of it feeling that way, it's going to feel a lot like a group conversation. So the set will look like a TV show set with a couch where everyone joins me on their specific panels, be it the medical panel, the criminal justice panel, the entrepreneurship panel, or advocacy. And we open it up and have a fluid conversation where members of the audience can come in and voice their opinions and their questions and get answers from the people that should have them in real time. Mm. So it should be a really, really interesting, really progressive feeling event that everyone should be able to walk away with some piece of new knowledge they didn't have when they came.
We're speaking with Charlo Green. You remember her from Alaska, the fuck it, I quit lady who inspired so many of us with that act. I got to tell you, so many people have wanted to do that in their life. And Charlo, you kind of are a double threat, a woman of color. And one of the things that we've found so far in the cannabis industry is a representation of women in the top executive levels at a much greater concentration than men. I think it's still just 40%, but like in the mainstream, it's like 13 or something like that. So what would you take from that to bring to the other side, the getting more minorities involved in the industry, and maybe address some of the regulatory hurdles that get in the way?
Well, I think what Jasmine Hupp and Jane West were able to do is really phenomenal. They championed the women in leadership positions in cannabis issue very early on, and because of that, they built this beautiful network of people, men and women, that are willing to stand up and speak out whenever they see any regulations being written that wouldn't help to further that platform. So we're doing the same thing, borrowing that sort of activism and just really making sure that it's tied with just businesses that can also help to make our voices louder. Instead of just being advocates, it's also tying it in with people in positions to help us really make a difference. So I think that part is key, is just us that know that are on this side of the equation, being really active and reaching back out to members of our communities and letting them know it's okay, letting them know the opportunities are here, but that they won't be here now. So there's a level of personal responsibility that all of those of us that are taking out the time to attend the Cannabis Diversity Summit this Sunday that we realize needs to be addressed and needs to be owned. So we're taking that responsibility upon ourselves to reach back, and we're counting on the industry to join arms with us and speak out against these insane barriers of entry that only continue getting higher and higher, which we know isn't going to allow an inclusive industry to form.
You know, that's so well put, because I really appreciate you putting this on Sunday, 5 to 8 in Denver, and then being an absolutely free event, because that is one of the hurdles that we find in getting more people involved. Sometimes these business conferences, $300, $500, $700 to attend them. And then we talk about trying mm-hmm. to get some of the licenses where they require, you know, $1 million bonds, and most insidiously, right. you can't have previous convictions. And well, guess who gets convicted more often?
Exactly. And that issue is something that still needs to be addressed in post-legalization era Colorado and Washington, if you've seen the recent statistics about the fact that minorities are still disproportionately arrested for cannabis violations. So there's something that isn't being addressed. There's something that these votes that allow this industry to form yet still allow discretion, the discretion of police, who have only proven that they would police and that would only result in blacks looking like we've been targeted. Mm-hmm. There's something wrong, something that we've been missing. And I hope that whatever it is comes to light this weekend, so we as a community can act and can address it as legalization continues to progress.
Let's take a second and tell folks a little bit about what's happening with you, Charlo Green, and your endeavors aside from this summit. I know you've always got a bunch of stuff going on. So you were recently down under, weren't you?
Oh, no, not recently. I will be down under the first week of July, actually. Ah. I am so excited. The Melbourne Cannabis Collective, along with a few other advocacy organizations and cannabis industry groups down there, they're really, really excited that we're having a legalize it down under tour, where we stop in Melbourne, Sydney, Byron Bay, and Nimbim. So extremely excited about that. It's like a dream come true, and to be going for such a righteous cause to further the movement, it couldn't be any sweeter than that.
Yeah, it is starting to happen in Australia. We just did a news story on New South Wales moving forward with medical cannabis cultivation. So it's spreading all over the globe, and we have great activists like you to help thank for passing this message around. Let's give people the contact info they need first for this event that's happening this Sunday. What's the website, and how can they get involved?
They can head to either CannabisDiversitySummit.com. That'll send you over to Go Green. That's green with an E at the end of it, .org. You can head there. You can show your support through the site in a number of different ways that we have outlined there, including sponsorships and just kind of showing up. We're going to be live streaming this event on my website. That's charlogreen.com, and also through my social media channels as well. So you can look forward to that. And if you're down under, then I look forward to seeing you the first week of July. But you can look out for that and a number of other projects, including my show, Charlotte's Place, which is actually what we're down in Denver shooting for the next couple of weeks. So it's a talk show focused on exploring the world of weed, kind of like what you do, except we're going to be stationed right here in Denver, it's looking like. So,
fantastic. Are you doing, is this a video program?
It is, okay. Absolutely. Yeah, we've been doing a ton of different interviews. Next time you're in town, I would love, love, love to have you.
Oh, yeah.
I'd just like to thank you for being the cannabis crusader out there, going to the places that we need representatives, just looking into these stories and shining a light on them. You're a trusted voice in the industry, so keep doing what you do. Oh. I really appreciate it.
Well, Charlo, thank you so much, and good luck with your video show, because you certainly have the face for video. I'm going to stick with radio.
You do radio, I'll do TV. We'll link up and come up with something powerful.
That sounds great. Check out this the Diversity Summit happening this Sunday, 5 to 8. You can go to Go Green with an E on the end, gogreen.com, for more information. And I am Charlo Green on Twitter. Anything else we need to tell them?
That'll do it. Live stream the event at charlogreen.com, and I just look forward to connecting with all of you. It was great chatting, Russ.
Thank you, Charlo, and loving it up here in Anchorage, Alaska, gotta tell you.
Good. Enjoy your time there.
All right. Charlo Green, everybody, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have time for the radical rant, and we're going to go off on what I'm sitting in right now, a cannabis club, and why are the Pacific Northwest and Colorado so afraid of this? It's the most wonderful thing ever. We'll tell you a little bit about it when we come back. You're listening to The Russ Belville Show live on CannabisRadio.com from Anchorage, Alaska.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.